just let yourselves all settle in and get comfortable wherever you find yourselves. And let's all see ourselves in the virtual living room. Gathered around a cozy wood stove today where we live. We had a dusting of snow this morning. Welcome, everybody. I think what we'll do is just wait for everyone to chime their way in and then maybe have introductions at that point rather than as you come on. So let's just gather in the anonymity for a moment. And we'll find out who all is here in a little bit. We can, those of us who are here already, can breathe open a space to welcome everyone who's joining as they come on. Good morning, everyone. And if at any point you are having trouble hearing us, please let us know. We do have volume control on our phones, and we can increase that. So let us know if it's tough to hear us. Just letting the breath help you to sink in to that sacred space within you and without in our group here. Especially if you are on speakerphone, you may want to mute yourself with *6.
And you do the same to unmute. Every time you hit *6, you just circle around, mute, unmute. Yeah, it keeps the background a lot quieter. It's nice, so thank you.
So we'll just wait another moment for any people who are still joining the call, and then we'll have introductions all at once. So welcome, everybody. Just let yourself settle into a really nice, comfy space. And let your body find a comfortable spot, a comfortable position for this next hour. So maybe it's time for introductions. I'm Karen.
And Barry.
And we'd love to hear from you in terms of what your name is and your location, if you feel to share that. And that way we can all envision this circle that we're all creating together.
Hey, Barry, Karen.
Sounds like John.
John DeMoss. Good morning, John. Good afternoon.
Kelly Kelsey.
Good afternoon, Kelly, dear.
Wonderful to have you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Melina.
Christala.
It's going to be inevitable. We're going to walk all over each other, as we say in Fire Lookout Radio Talk. So if that happens to you, just come back in. Melina, nice to hear your voice.
Dave from Portland.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave. Long time no hear.
Yeah, nice to hear you.
And it's Jesse from Yahat. Last time I was in Mexico, and now I'm on the Oregon coast.
Great. Hi, Jesse.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Jean from Portland.
Hello, Jean.
Oh, nice to hear you, Jean.
Kristala from Ohio.
Hi, Kristala.
Hi, Kristala. Good to hear you, too.
Hi, Venetia from England.
Welcome.
I'm sorry, could you repeat your name again?
I think it was Venetia. Was it Venetia?
Hi, yes.
Welcome, Venetia. Good evening.
Yes, good evening. Welcome.
Hi, this is Kim from Arizona.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Nancy from Virginia.
I thought I heard you earlier, Nancy.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, really nice to have you.
Thanks.
Hi, it's Karen from New York.
Hello, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hello.
And so if anyone hasn't introduced yourself and you would like to come in at any point, feel free to do so.
Yeah.
There's no obligation on these calls.
Yeah.
If you'd like to remain quiet and within, we completely understand that.
Yeah.
We are so supposed to be on the shy side.
Mary from Washington.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Mary. I was wondering if you would be able to join us.
Yes, I'm here.
Great.
Let's just envision our web of light, and that we are representatives of all of our brothers and sisters of the human family, and feel our connection with everyone on the planet.
And just feeling our circle as a focal point for resurrection on this really holy day. The one day in the year that may be the most powerful moment for resurrection. And just feeling the circle of possibility that we're holding for the whole. And we can take that on a personal level and a planetary level and everything in between. So we thought we would begin by saying a few things about the radical possibility of resurrection and ascension and its roots in the crucifixion, and some more about that regarding the Shroud of Turin, and then maybe halfway or a little bit later than that in the call, we'll go into a direct experience where we'll ask to be shown something in our own lives, something in our own being, that we would really like to ask for the blessing grace of resurrection to come into, to surround, and to create miracles.
I'd like to ask everybody to hit star 6. When you want to speak, hit star 6 again. Nice and quiet this way. Thank you.
I couldn't unmute it last time. Hi, this is Duncan. That's why I had to call back again. So
You couldn't unmute. Okay, Duncan. Well, then, if you have a problem, then just stay unmuted, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Maybe it was something about being in the UK.
That's true. We hadn't thought about international phones. They might be different.
I would think, but anyhow, it doesn't matter. One person will be fine. Duncan's fine.
Okay.
And that makes sure we'll hear you if you want to come in at any point, Duncan, and I like that.
Yeah.
So again, we're just inviting our breathing and our awareness to carry us into a deeper sacred space than our normal waking awareness.
And let us call in the beings, Christ, both the universe of Christ, Christ Jesus, and Mary. Just feel in your own heart the desire to be in communion with them during this time and ask that they be present with us. And that, again, that universal Christ, it's just an umbrella that holds all so many divine beings, all of us, really. And we'll ask that Christ presence to overlight and take the guiding precedence over this call for all of us.
When we invoke the energy of the Christ too, we can also envision that beautiful golden web of presences, all of whom work together with the energy, the consciousness of the Christ to support this planet in its awakening, in its Christing. And it's possible to envision that beautiful golden web of streaming presences all around the globe and to feel ourselves connected to that. So we can take a moment to reconsecrate our lives to our willingness to be utilized by that web of beings, of Christ consciousness, of the highest possibilities for humanity, and ask that in our daily lives as we walk across this earth, that be our primary function, and that we remember our function and know that it's happening through us in every moment.
And that we are part of that web.
Just knowing how many of us are Earth representatives of the Christ, the cosmic Christ, the universal Christ, here to beam out the possibilities of resurrection and ascension out of all the denseness of this level of reality. So if possible, you might like to hit star 6. People who are just coming on, that will mute you. And when you'd like to come in and speak, you can unmute yourself the same way. Just hit star 6 on your phone, if you can.
Yes, this is Fernando Magdalena from Spain. Sorry for being late.
That's okay, Fernando.
Welcome to both of you. So as we were contemplating this call the other day and thinking about what might want to be a part of it, I think it must have been Friday because suddenly our energies and our awareness were brought to the crucifixion. And I was just sharing with Barry that for me, as someone who walked away from the whole Christian path at a really early age and is now just returning to it in a whole different way as a late adult, it's still unfathomable for me to contemplate what that being did, what that being was willing to undergo on behalf of every one of us. If we strip away all the dogma and all the religion and all the traditional teachings around it that I think have really dulled the import of that moment, that process that he went through, if we really contemplate it, I don't know if it takes you to the same place it takes me, but I just cannot for a moment feel that I can comprehend how that being went through that, how one being was willing to endure unimaginable horror so that all of us could receive the blessing grace that would come through that.
It's been the same for me. Just walked away from anything Christian as a child and did every imaginable path, anything but anything having to do with Christ, until Christ just literally came into my life and on the inner. And the journey of understanding the Christ and the importance of the Christ in this time, it continues to this day. And we'll speak a little bit about that, as Karen was doing. And I invite you all to download. I just took the our third book, We Are the Awakening Christ. I just took the price off of it. I put zero in there. The book is free. If you want to download it, just download it off the Way of the Christ website. And please read it, because with every passing, as the years have gone by, and I've understood what the Christ is and what Jesus did to become a Christ and the importance of that event for this planet and where we are particularly at this time, is just continues to unfold itself in my awareness. And seeing this being as the summation of a process that involved so many great beings that brought this planet to the point where the fullness of the Godhead could become incarnate in a human being. And so truly, a human being could say, I and the Father are one. I have all power over heaven and earth. There was no differentiation between this personality, Jesus, and the Godhead. And that changed history. That changed everything about what was to happen with his species. For he stood not only as a savior, but as an icon of possibility for us all to realize as the second coming. And his life was the sacrifice of the absolute to prostrate itself before sleeping humanity, to take on all of its projections of separation, of hatred, the clinging to death and limitation. And that was such a big part of his role, was to walk as a human being through all the denial of divinity. What was he killed for? He was killed for saying, I am God. He was killed for saying that he was one with the absolute, which is where we all have to go, which is where this is going. So he took on that level, the projection of all the denial. That's our greatest shadow. Our greatest shadow is the denial of who we are, our divinity. He walked as that, demonstrated healing the sick, raising the dead, walking on water, showing us the truth of who we are. And so he did that all publicly. You know, great beings have done so many amazing things, but they've done it pretty much off to the side. This being didn't do that. He walked right in the middle of it all. He had to, because he had to entrain enough of the collective consciousness so that the morphogenetic field of the planet could constellate an imprint significant enough to cause this event to be imprinted that would shift the planet. So he went up against all the bastions of crystallization, of power and domination in the Roman Empire, the Sanhedrin, and the Pharisees and Sadducees, who comprised the constellation of what was the whole Judaic hierarchy, the Old Testament understanding of God that was now needing to go because it was illusory. He went right into the face of it, right into the teeth of it, and said, not true, not true, not true, has no power, no truth, no reality. Stirred that whole hornet's nest up so it could all come right at him. And he could essentially give him the opportunity to take it all on. In other words, to receive that projection and transmute it and walk through it. And the crucifixion and the resurrection were the pinnacle moment when the absolute thing that, again, summarizes and crystallizes our belief in limitation, which is death, right into it, allowed himself to give that physical, let that physical body go through the complete process of death. Which was also essential to transmuting the very cellular genetic codes and memory of limitation, of entropy, of dissolution, of death, of form. Open the very bottom of all of that in the very consciousness of the cells of matter, the subatomic level, so that the full imprint of the energy, consciousness, and presence of source could descend right through the bottom of it and anchor itself forever, completely, unequivocally, irrevocably. I really invite you to read the story of the journey of that was taken on by Christ through understanding the shroud and the imprint on the shroud. It was life-changing. What is in the shroud, the reason why the shroud was left, was because there's a quantum hologram encoded in that of the moment of resurrection. A quantum hologram contains all the energy, consciousness, information programming of that event, which is accessible and downloadable, basically. And that was the whole essence behind what he was doing at the Last Supper. Take this body and eat of it. Take this blood and drink of it. It was the ultimate experience of the bhakti expression that has been a path through all traditions, where you basically, you eat of the divine being. You imbibe of his essence, or her essence. And by bringing that fully into oneself, we then entrain, we resonate, we encode, and we become it. That was his ultimate gift of a savior. He gave that to us done, complete, at the moment of resurrection. Again, all the energy, consciousness, information programming of the very event, the process, all that he took on, is all in there like a holographic program. And that's why he set up the Last Supper, and why the Eucharist and the Holy Communion became a sacrament. The larger, the truer, the deeper thing that we can now understand, because we understand quantum theory and physics to the level we do, is that it's there waiting for us. We just have to get it. We have to wake up and realize what he did and receive the grace of it. He's saying, I did it. You don't have to do it anymore. You don't have to do this. It's done. That was my purpose in coming. That's why God, that's why the Christ came fully to incarnate through this being Jesus. That's what this day is about. Is the possibility that we can understand that? We can throw aside all of our senses of unworthiness, all of our egoic attachment, identification to be seekers on the path, to be the ones doing it, realizing it. It's okay to continue to do that, but his message was it's not necessary. Can we receive that kind of grace?
Yeah, that deep down unworthiness may be what sends a lot of us away from Christianity and toward lots of other paths and practices in our spiritual journeys. We've really contemplated that in the last couple of days. When you consider the incredible sacrifices being made on our behalf, who among us really does feel worthy of it? Who among us can say, yeah, okay, I accept that. I accept that I'm, you know, completely worthy of receiving that incredible gift. That's a big one.
And that gift is nothing more than the completion of the journey for us so that our being can simply awaken and transmute itself into being the fullness of what we are, really, just as he demonstrated, just like two tuning forks. We resonate to that, we light up, we resonate, we unfold it. We become, as he did, a Christ. Which is this evolutionary doorway. It is the evolutionary requisite that awaits us now, that we're walking into and through, that is essential for the resurrection of the species and the planet. We will not make it on our own in our current state. I think any of us know that. And it's the first fruits, as talked about in Revelation, that come to be the first fruits of the second coming. I can realize the Christ and be emanations of that, to become that small seed crystal that is the chaos of the dissolution of the existing holographic paradigm of planet Earth, the culture, everything about it as it dissolves, which it needs to, that those little seed crystals that we are at that moment where chaos reaches its maximum is when the shift happens. When the old structure is gone, it can rapidly recrystallize, just like that, if there's enough of a field to recrystallize around. And that's our job.
So this might be a moment to open up the conversation and invite all of you to bring in anything that's alive in you to share. If you've muted, just a reminder to hit star 6 or we won't hear you. Feel free to come in with comments, questions, your experiences.
Yeah, this is Fernando.
Hi, Fernando.
Hello, hello. And I just am deeply moved by what your words. I was really deeply, because it resonates, this thing that you were talking about, the subatomic level and all of that stuff. You know, it resonates with my experience of just being in different places in Jerusalem where I could kind of feel what you were talking about, you know what I mean? And so, yeah, And so, you know, the one thing I was attempting to translate here to Magdalena, because it's difficult to pick up for her yet. And so I couldn't really, and I hope that you guys are recording this, because I would really love to just be able to just listen to it again and then translate it to her. That's my little comment. Sorry about that.
Yeah, Fernando, the call is being recorded. So you're welcome to listen to it as many times as you want.
You'll be able to get it on the website tomorrow.
It will be on the
website.
Great.
Excellent. So thank you. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Fernando.
This is Mary, and I just wanted to put in a comment about what you said. We as the seed crystals and the field. And that's come in very, very strong for me today, that this transmutation is about being the field. It is about we as coming together into a field of Christ consciousness, and that the strength of it and the beauty of it and the power of it is our coming together. And I'm just sensing that on a more deeper level than ever before today, that it is a massive opening that is here today, not we hope someday, but it is here today for us to anchor it in and to just say the big heartfelt yes, and that's what I'm feeling this day.
Yes, Mary, thank you. Beautiful. Yes.
Yeah, let's let that resonate. That's just lovely. Just feeling that yes in our own hearts and souls. And it is now. It's so powerful, Mary.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Sure can, Kelly.
I don't know if I can even find the words to express what has been going on. I'll probably dissolve in tears. But with all my conscious work over 86 years, I haven't been doing the work that long consciously, but with all that has accumulated, and now there is so much that is wanting to die that I had not realized was still alive within me from early conditioning, I suppose, and maybe millennia, other incarnations. But I have been experiencing so passionately the crucifixion. And going through that with the beloved Jeshua. And I know it's all a part of rising to new life here. And I know it's possible. And you know my history and background and so forth. That I just feel that I haven't finished yet, but I vacillate between feeling that I'm done. I have no more energy with all of the health issues I have and everything, et cetera, et cetera. I just want to resurrect and get on with the work here that I came to do, which I get the message is not really finished yet. And yet, if I can't do that and get the energy and health to move on in this vibrant integration of my divinity, then I'm ready to resurrect and get out of this body. So that's where I am. I want to be healed and whole to do the work I came to do, or go home.
Now, Kelly, we're all here with you, and we're all holding this with you, and I invite everybody on this call that, as Mary said, we have this incredible field. Let's hold this for Kelly. And anybody else that wants to come in subsequent, we'll hold the field of possibility for their deepest, most heartfelt yearning to be fulfilled. Let's ask that Kelly experience the resurrection as she is to experience it from this process of crucifixion.
And to fulfill her soul destiny and purpose, whatever that looks like.
Like, yeah.
If anything's rising up to pour into the circle for Kelly, please, you know you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Kelly, just envision yourself at the center of the circle. Just being held and sustained and enfolded in the golden light of the Christ.
And we invite anyone else who has something that in their deepest sense of being that they're ready to experience resurrection of. You can do it silently, and we're all going to get it on one level. Or you can also just come in and just,
yeah,
as Kelly did,
out.
This is your chance. This is your chance. It's this incredible field.
Just feel the unfathomable love of the Christ and of the entire Christ web holding you and everything that you're experiencing. Holding your entire life. All the
this is Melina. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, Melina.
Come on in, Melina.
I have the deepest desire to return to this incredible expanded awareness that I experienced bearing caring of the story at Masada Israel. I fully remember that I'm light and that that's all that is, and it's love. And I lived in that state of knowing this and clarity and expanded awareness. It can't be described, but I want to live that every day. And I will return to it and be that again.
Melina, you might feel yourself turning that beautiful yearning over to the Christ and to everyone who works with the Christ. And ask that the resurrecting power of the Christ come into you and into your world and do whatever is needed so that you can live that.
Hi, this is Duncan. Can I say something?
Yes, please, Duncan, absolutely.
I just want to... pretty much every morning I wake up with this existential, pure kind of suffering that feels like it's been there forever. And in a way it's a gift because it enables me to embrace others in their suffering. But I also would wish that it could be totally penetrated, which I don't seem to be able to do on my own, mm-hmm. with the knowledge and the absolute love that I know is the nature of my real being, whereas this kind of feels like it's like a condemnation into kind of subtle hell, you know, mm-hmm. kind of waking to every morning, and I however much I try to penetrate it and be with it, and it just mainly persists. And I ask for that if it's, you know, if there's something to be learned out of it, then help me learn it. and if it can be transformed and it can become a gift, and the love can stream through whatever that's blocking, then I ask for the help to enable that.
Very beautifully and elegantly described. And I invite all of you who may have one degree or another of the same sense of that existential suffering to put yours out there with Duncan, because it seems to be inimical to the human experience.
And to feel your willingness, check to see how deep the willingness goes and if there's anything that's opposing that willingness, to completely turn this over and pour it into the field of the Christ. That is really the only field that knows what to do with it.
I would just say, Duncan, that I understand and relate to you, dear brother, because I had that for many years, and in the end there was nothing I could do to finally pop that. It happened fully through grace. I think it was, that's all I can say.
Yeah.
That's helpful to you or not, but it happened through a kind of death and total death and then grace. And it's like every moment of it was necessary. And I think I know you know that. I know you know that I know you.
Duncan, just see yourself in the center of our circle and let yourself completely be embraced by that field of golden light, love, life. We're all representing it here, but it is infinite. Really let yourself sink into it and accept it.
And we call on the omnipotent grace power of Christ. I am the resurrection and the life.
I am the resurrection. I am.
If you're not muted, it might be time. Get that feedback.
Well, that might be a singing bowl.
Oh, it might be a singing bowl. Okay. Okay, fine.
That's a beautiful tone.
Yeah. Let us call forth the full resurrecting power of the Christ into this field for each of us to bask in, for each of us to surrender anything that we are ready to give up to the Christ, to turn it over, to release the burden of it. We don't have to hold this. We don't have to do this. That's the message.
To fully get it that we can't.
We can't.
And it
cannot. The very self that's trying to do it is the self that's standing in the way. That's the paradox. That's why the death is essential.
Is to admit that we really don't have a clue of how this resurrection can happen. We might have ideas, we might have theories and concepts and all kinds of other stuff. Let's just pour that all into the field and let it be absorbed into the Christ consciousness. Let it dissolve into that so that we can go free and that we can experience the grace that is ours to receive beyond anything the mind can conceptualize or imagine. So the circle is open, and we invite anybody else who would like to come through to please just step forward. Something we've learned by going through it is that when things get challenging, or when things got challenging in our lives over the years, we would often hear one simple reminder, this too can be resurrected. And almost always when that phrase would come in, there would be something going on that just seemed impossibly hopeless, something that we couldn't see the way through. And we had, our human minds had trouble believing there even was a way through it. And when that phrase would come in, it would be like a healing balm that would go right to the source of our suffering, right to that hopelessness and helplessness, that despair of what we all go through as humans when things look really overwhelming and we just don't know the way through.
What we've seen, what we've learned in these 20-some years of walking this path and being so gifted to walk it with so many others, is that what causes the suffering is the unwillingness to surrender and to die. And I see this, just so it is quintessential of why the suffering continues in all of us. When something is there that's causing us to suffer, what it's asking us to do is to submit, is to really just release ourselves into the experience of it. It's there for a purpose. It literally wants to give us its gift, as Duncan mentioned, and move on. And then the resurrection could happen. But what we all do is we try to avoid it. We try to run from it. We try to heal it or fix it or transcend it, go beyond it. But it's literally trying to say, come to me, surrender to me, because I am a part of your soul that you have denied, you have judged, you have separated from. And that's the soul of life. And now it lies here in pain and distortion. But you must first quit denying it. You must cease the negative attachment by rejecting it. Rejecting and denying is a negative form of attachment that causes things to cling to us forever. And so by just saying, just honor me as a part of you that you have denied, so that it can come back to the wholeness of what you are. And there's a certain depth in that, because our sense of self was built on trying to be something else, of denying these parts of ourself, of hiding our shadow, of burying these things so deeply. And so that moment of surrendering to the experience is a moment of death of the false self. And then as we experience that dissolution, that letting go, of not having to be anything, of being with it fully, we fall through the bottom, and there's an emptiness, and there's a peace, a space, and then the resurrection can happen. All that can be held in the divine. All that can be offered to God as we go into it. Take me through this. I submit to you. Take me through this death and rebirth, this resurrection. We have to be willing to die. We have to be willing to submit to what's arising within us.
Space is open for anyone who would like to come into it. So we're coming to the end of our hour.
And go ahead.
I'd like to put forth that I'd like to hear the voice of Christ clearly within me.
So whatever request any of you have, we're going to end the call with really an invocation, transmission of the fullness of the Christ blessing grace. I'm hearing that Christ really wants to bring that down. And Karen is going to share with you an expression that came directly from Yeshua, of his message, of his grace, as part of his transmission. Just try to open up and receive, and ask now for anything you would like hear Christ's voice, whatever, to realize the Christ in you, the highest possibility you can think of that you would like in your life. This is your chance.
There's a lot of energy pouring in already.
Yes, in the sacred and holy name of the Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, we call forth the fullness of your blessing grace now. It is your gift to us, our gift ultimately to ourselves.
This is a message from the Christ that is in the third book on page 323, so you can read it again. I achieved the path of salvation, which everyone now must walk. Come to the Christ and receive this gift. It is done. Can you receive that much? Can you surrender that much? Can you let go of all the ideas that you need to do and achieve this? For it is I, in truth, who achieve nothing. It simply occurred as the walk of my journey. I of myself did nothing. As I stated at the time, it was pure grace. All that was required of me was to do my best to bring the fullness of myself to my experience, to continue to have the courage to, as you say, Barry, show up and take the next step that was laid out before me. I walked those steps, the path through death and beyond. It is done. Can you hear that? Can you feel that? Can you allow that? I place this gift now in your heart. It is this simple. Release all your ideas of self-hatred, inadequacy, worthlessness, and evil. Drop them for the illusions that they are, for you are the Holy Son, the Holy Daughter. The Father's plan for your salvation was written before time began, before you took this sojourn in matter. I came simply as a harbinger to tear aside the veils of your illusion and instill the remembrance and truth of your destiny. Grace is now raining down upon you, free, flowing everywhere. Try as hard as you will, you cannot run between the raindrops. You shall get wet in this torrent of grace, which will drown your sense of separation forever. Why not look skyward and receive the full torrent and be free? This is my gift. That was the gift of Christ Jesus. And it is yours. Resist as you will, surely you will be swept away by it. This I guarantee. For this river of light flows rapidly to the sea of oneness with the Father and the Mother and the Kingdom. It goes faster every day. Can you feel this stream of light? Let go and receive my grace. I lift you up. I carry you. I walk for you when you cannot walk. Remember those times when you thought you could not even crawl? I crawled with you and for you. That is how much I love you. How much I am with you. How much we care. Your salvation is assured. It is done. From the beginning to the end, always an assured fact. This is the truth, the song that I offer you. Rest in this and experience the peace that truly passes all understanding. As you hold all that you would like to see resurrected in your own being and in your own world and in the world at large, you might just repeat to yourself, I am the resurrection and the life. And you can add the situation or the challenge that you're facing to the end of that statement. Sometimes we just want it to all be lifted into the Christ state. So we might say, I am the resurrection and the life of all that is less than the Christ within me and my world.
So as we walk forward into the second coming, as the second coming on this blessed Easter, remember that it is already done, beyond the illusion of time, We never left the kingdom. We are always there. It is done. And for these few more moments where we walk in time, walk in this, still in the thinning veils of the illusion of separation, let's just remember the truth. Nothing that we experience in ourselves that is less than what Jesus demonstrated has any ultimate truth, power, or reality. We can renounce it all, disavow it all, because it has no power or truth. And surrender it all. Give it back to God, to Source, to Christ.
May every breath carry you more deeply into knowing that you are an awakening Christ.
Yes.
That all of us are awakening Christ. Here in this world, to spark that awakening in all that we meet, we're ready.
Let it be so.
Namaste, beautiful beings.
Much love to you all.
It's been a joy.
Love to you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Blessed Easter.
Namaste, thank you.
Love and blessings, everyone.
Namaste.
Much love. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.